إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد سيد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إن شاء الله this is going to be a continuation of the last week khutbah with respect to the explanation of the hadith من عادني وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. We talked about the importance of observing nawafil, that is voluntary supererogatory deeds, particularly with respect to salah. Observing the voluntary salah or the supererogatory salah, this is something that is very, very important, because by observing then one moves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the one who refuses to observe the nawafil and makes do with the compulsory salah, the 5-day prayer and the salat al-jum'ah, he does not observe other voluntary salah. Such a person, if he does not have a genuine excuse, is said to be a maghrur, somebody who has deceived himself, somebody who has deceived himself. So it is important that you observe the nawafil. It makes us move closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, it rectifies our salah, the compulsory ones that you have observed. You may not have observed them in the right way. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-'abda la yansarif min salati fama kutiba lahu illa 'ishruha tusra'a thumnuha ila akhir al-hadith." A servant would go out of his salah, that is, would terminate or complete his salah, the reward that he has is 1/10 of what he has observed, because he has not observed the salah in the proper way. So he scores 1/10. Some people score 1/9. Some will score 1/8. Some will score half. Some will have as many reward as possible. But for one to observe the salah as perfectly as possible, this is something that is very difficult. And that is why we use the nawafil to augment our salah. We read a hadith in the last khutbah that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, إن أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة صلاته. The first thing that a servant will be taken to account for is his salah, his prayer. إن كانت تامة, if the salah is perfect, كتبت تامة, it will be written perfect. It will be written perfect. وإن انتقص من أشيء, if anything is missing from the salah, يقول الله عز وجل, Allah will be saying to his angel, انظر إلى صلاة عبد, look at the prayer of my servant. اللو من تطور has he done any supererogatory salah? The angels would look if there is any supererogatory salah that he has done. It is said that فَيُكَمَّلْ بِهِ أَوْ بِهَا, that is, it will be completed with it, that is, with the tatawur, with the supererogatory, or with the salah. فَيُكَمَّلْ بِهِ مَنْ تَقَصَ مِنْ فَرِضَتِهِ, it will be completed, perfected, what is missing of his composed salah. ثم يجري سائر أعمال أدى ذلك. Then other deeds like zakah, like fasting, will be considered the same way. But what we are particular about in this sermon is the issue of the salah, that we should not take with levity the nawafil, the supererogatory salah. We should take them seriously. Some may argue that they are not composed. Yes, we have not said they are composed. But by doing them, you move closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't you love to be elevated before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Don't you want to find yourself in lofty position before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and possibly in this world? Almost all of us will love this. But how can you achieve that? You can achieve that by doing a lot of nawafil. Somebody said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah, he said, O Messenger of Allah, he said, I would like to be with you in Al-Jannah. I would like to be with you in Al-Jannah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'inni ala dhalika bi kasrati sujoodi wa rukur. If that is what you want, assist me on that, with a lot of rukur and sujood. That is by observing a lot of nawafil. The man said, Uhibbu murafaqataka fil Jannah. I want to be a rafiq for you. I want to be with you in Al-Jannah. The Messenger of Allah said, A'inni ala dhalika bi kasrati al-ruku'i wa sujood. Assist me on that by doing a lot of salah. And when we start mentioning the salah now, you see that you have a lot of salah, a lot of nawafil that you can do. Apart from innovated salah that people put down by themselves, that do not have evidence. The ones that have evidence, we have a lot that you can do. We have enough. So, what brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, apart from the compulsory salah, apart from the compulsory deeds, which we may not have done the way they should be done, is for us to intensify our nawafil. So with that, you move closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the authentic hadith, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبْ إِلَيَّ مِنْ نَوَافِلِ. My servant will not cease to move closer to me with nawafil. حتى أحبه until I love him. Until I love him. So a lot of nawafil makes you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, a lot of nawafil increases your position before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It also perfects your areas of reduction in your obligatory ibadah. So don't say, I'm not going to do nawafil. Yes, once in a while, if you leave the nawafil, there is nothing wrong with that. At times, you may deliberately leave a nafila so that people won't think it's compulsion. Scholars will do it at times. They won't do it so that people will not feel what that particular nafila is compulsion. But most of the time, you try to do nawafil. Most of the time, this is the way of the pious people. They don't abandon nawafil. They don't abandon nawafil. They do a lot of nawafil. So if you look at the hadith that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will say, "Unzuru ila salati 'abd," look at the prayer of my servant. Allahu min tasawwur, does he have any supererogatory salah? If yes, he will say what? He will say he should complete the composite salah that has defect, that has defect from the supererogatory salah. Which means the Nafila has assisted him tremendously. So, examples of the supererogatory salah, the voluntary salah. One of the wives of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in person of Ummu Habiba, the daughter of Abu Sufyan, said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man min 'abdin muslimin yusalli 12 yusalli is not a asharata raka'atan kulla yawmin illa bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah." There is no a Muslim servant of Allah. There is no a Muslim servant of Allah that will observe 12 raka'ah every day apart from the compulsory salah. In one of the reports, he said what? Atawwu'an, it is as a nafila, غير الفريضة, apart from the compulsory salah. He said, إِلَّا بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ, Allah will build for him a mansion in Al-Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us achieve this. So the one who prays 12 rak'ah, apart from the compulsory salah, every day. What are these 12 rak'ah? In the report that Ummu Habiba explained them, she said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Arba rakaatin qabla dhuhr," 4 rakah before zuhr, 4 rakah before zuhr, "wa rakaatayn ba'daha," and 2 rakah after zuhr, making 6. وركعتين بعد المغرب, 2 ركع after صلاة المغرب, making 8. وركعتين بعد العشاء, 2 ركع after صلاة العشاء, making 10. وركعتين قبل صلاة الفجر, and 2 ركع before the Fajr prayer, making 12. So whoever stick to these 12 ركع every day, such a person Allah is going to build for him a mansion in Al-Jannah. Ummu Habiba radiallahu anha said, "وَمَا زِلْتُ أَفْعَلُهَا مُنْذُ سَمِعْتُ ذَلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ." She said, I have not ceased to do it since I heard that from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This most of us we don't do. For some of us, it is with difficulty that we observe the compulsory salah. Some of us, it is only Salatul Jummah we observe. We leave the compulsory salah, the daily compulsory salah. So it is good for you to observe this 4 rakah before zuhr and 2 rakah after. 2 rakah after Maghrib, 2 rakah after Isha, and 2 rakah before Salat al-Fajr, which we call Rakat al-Fajr. Rakat al-Fajr, in an authentic hadith from our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rakat al-Fajr khayru min al-dunya wa ma fiha. The 2 rakah that you observe before Fajr is better than this world and all that is in it. All that you are running after. I want to have this, I want to build this, I want to do this. You observing just 2 rakah before Fajr is better than all these things that you are running after. So this is the importance of rakah al-Fajr. 12 rakah all together makes you an inmate of Al-Jannah. Allah is going to build for you a mansion in Al-Jannah. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encourages us to do this. Now, in the report from Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, which is also authentic, instead of 4 rakah before Zuhur, you can observe 2 rakah before Zuhur and 2 rakah after. 2 rakah before Zuhur and 2 rakah after Zuhur. All together with what? Will be 10. This is also authentic from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. That of 12 rakah is authentic from the wife of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ummu Habiba. Some of the scholars said possibly Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will observe 2 rakah before Zuhr at home, before coming to the mosque, and in the mosque will now observe another 2 rakah before the Salat of Zuhr. So we see the only contradiction between what the report of Abdullah ibn Umar and that of Ummu Habiba. Abdullah reported what he saw in the mosque. And Ummu Habiba also reported what she saw in the house of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But whichever we do, there is no harm. Likewise, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the hadith of Ummu Habiba as well, as contained in some of the books of Sunan, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Rahim Allahu Imran, aw man salla qabla zuri arba'an wa arba'a ba'daha harramahu Allahu 'ala an-nar." Whoever observes 4 rakah before Zuhr and 4 after, Allah is going to prevent the person from entering hellfire. 4 before Zuhr, 4 after. So here we have 4 before, 4 after in one report. Allah prevents the person from entering fire. Then we have what? The report of 4 before, 2 after. Or 2 before, 2 after. Then, with respect to Salat al-Asr, is there any nafila before Asr? Yes, there is a report which is contained in the Sunan as well, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Rahim Allah Muran, Salla qabla al-Asr arba'an." May Allah have mercy on a servant that observed 4 rakah before Asr. That observed 4 rakah before Asr. So this is also something that is good. And that's why I said we have a lot of authentic nawafil that we are encouraged to do. Rather than watch windows, fabricated, baseless nawafil that people invite us to. Okay, I'm strong. I have the ability to do a lot of nawafil. Here are nawafil that you can do with the rewards mentioned in authentic books of hadith. These rawatib, they are very, very important. They are very, very important. Scholars, they differ. Which one is more important? Is it this rawatib, that is 2 rakah before Asr to Zuhr, sorry, or 4 rakah before Zuhr and 2 after Maghrib, 2 after Isha, 2 before Salatul Sufi, which are called what? The Rawatib. When they say the Rawatib, they are referring to this 12 rakah or this 10 rakah mentioned. That is excluding that of Asr, observing before Salatul Asr. That one is not counted as a Rawatib. These Rawatib, are they better than the Salah of the night? Or the Salah of the night is better than the, that is the Nafila of the night. Scholars differ on this. Why? Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Afdalus salati ba'da al-faridati salatul layl." The best salah after the compulsory salah is salah to lay, is the prayer of the night. After the salati, بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل. The best salah after that of the compulsory salah, the five daily prayers, is that of the night. And that is why we are encouraged to observe Salatul Witr. We are encouraged to observe Salatul Witr. At least, even if it is one rakah, you are going to observe at night. That is apart from the two rakah after Isha that you mentioned. These two rakah has to do with Salatul Isha. At least you observe one rakah. Or three rakah. Or five. Or 7, or 9, or 11, or 13, to the best of your ability. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at night, most of the time you observe 11 rakah. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha said, "Ma kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yazidu fi Ramadan wa la fi ghayri ala 11 rakah." Messenger of Allah would not exceed 11 rakah in Ramadan and outside Ramadan. That is, at times, his nafila at night may be 9 rakah, maybe 7 rakah. He never prayed less than 7 rakah. You know, most of us, we are used to 3 rakah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never observed at night less than 7 rakah. And his prayer at night will not exceed 11 rakah. Does that mean we should not exceed 11 rakah? Some scholars say that, but that is not correct. You can go beyond 11 rakah. Why? Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way he would lengthen his own salah would not enable him to exceed 11 rakah till Fajr fell. That's the reason. He would lengthen a rakah. He will use about 5 hours to observe 11 rakah. Look at us in Ramadan. When the imam meets us in, let's say in some places, the observance will be 21 rakah. The imam spends how many hours? Maybe 1 hour, 30 minutes. We are all weak after that. 21 rakah, right? 1 hour, 30 minutes. In some places, 11 rakah, 1 hour, 30 minutes. This is where people are strong. In most places, they don't want the imam to exceed 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Anything more than 20 minutes is complaint. Somebody who can stand and watch football for 2 hours. He will watch football for two hours. He cannot withstand praying behind behind the imam in Ramadan. He can't withstand praying 30 minutes. Say, "This imam, your salah is too lengthy." But the same person can watch football standing for more than 2 hours. So one has to check oneself. So prayer at night is something that is very, very important. There are a lot of ahadith encouraging us to do this. So if you say you are strong, you can use 7 hours, 8 hours to observe prayer at night. But alhamdulillah, it has not been said to be compulsory on us. So if it is 30 minutes you can use at night, use it. Just pray perfectly. If it is 1 rakah, you can observe it. 3 rakah, observe it. I said scholars they differ. Which one is more rewardable? Which one is better? Is this nawafil that you pray after the salawat or the prayer at night? A lot of scholars they say that the rawatib are more rewardable. Based on what? On the reward. What some scholars said, Messenger of Allah has said what? Afdalu salah, the best salah, ba'd al-fariida, salatul layl. The best salah after the compulsory one is what? Is salatul layl. So, summarily, we are encouraged not to leave this. We also have the salatul duha, praying at the duha time. That is about 15 minutes after sunrise. You pray up to 8 rakah or more if you have the ability. So where do this fabricated nawafil that a lot of people are observing today, Sunday, whatever, where do they come in? No place. We have what we can do that you cannot finish them. Nobody can say authoritatively that what I'm observing all these that you have mentioned. But at least you try to do as many as possible. So it is said that other compulsory acts will now be treated the same way. So let us do a lot of nawaf so that what we will use them to perfect our compulsory deeds. And if our compulsory deeds have been perfected, we use this to elevate ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what you are trying to tell us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in knowledge, and may subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for us to implement what you have learned. May He forgive our sins and shortcomings. May He make us all inmates of our journey. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد أدوكف الله سبحانه وتعالى أترى صلاة نبوة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أيتي أبرا وصني إبي بيس إن شوكي أوناني نقا حديث تيام برا وصني نقا رنيوسي تيو فجاه ipe Ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala ni ẹrú mi òní ẹkùn nígbò tí yóò máa súnmí mi Ọlọ́run ọba pẹ̀lú àwọn iṣẹ́ pẹ́pẹ́ fúrú yàtọ̀ sáwọn ọ̀ràn àyàn tí ó fi lẹ́ni tẹ́mi Ọlọ́run ọba ó nífẹ̀ẹ́ tó túmọ̀ sí pé Ọlọ́run ọba yóò máa nífẹ̀ẹ́ wa pẹ̀lú àwọn iṣẹ́ olóore tá a bá ń ṣe apart from èyí tó jẹ́ ọ̀ràn àyàn Tọ́lọ́ ọba tí ó ṣe lọ́rọ̀ yẹn lé wa lórí yóò nífẹ̀ẹ́ wa fún yẹ ṣùgbọ́n ìfẹ́ yẹn ó máa lékún látara pé kí ni a tún ṣe àwọn iṣẹ́ pẹ́pẹ́ furú tó bá ń ṣe pẹ́pẹ́ furú kò ń ṣe ìta àgbélẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ fúnra wa o èyí tí ẹ̀sìn gan ti gbé kalẹ̀ tó wo pé ká ṣe èyí tó bá rọ̀ wá lọ́rùn nínú rẹ̀ ṣe eléyìí sọ fún wa pàtàkì ìtàǹpè ní náfílà lára pàtàkì náfílà ò ní pé kò sẹ́yìn tó lè fọwọ́ sọ̀yánu wa wípé àwọn iṣẹ́ tó jọ́ràn yẹn tán ní ká ṣe àṣe bó ti tó àti bó ti yẹ àdèjé pé ọlọ́sẹ̀ tó kọjá wípé tó bá rí jọ́gbìn ní alkiyama ọlọ́run ọba ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ ọ̀run yóò ní ẹwo ìrun ẹrú mi ṣókí pé àbí òkí pé tán bá ló kí pé alhamdulilah tán bá ní kò kí pé ọláàyàn ẹ wo ṣé o ní iṣẹ́ pẹ́pẹ́ fún tó tún ṣe tó jẹ́ tìrún tán máa ní bẹ́ẹ̀ ni a ní ẹ̀múnú iṣẹ́ pẹ́pẹ́ fún yẹn ní ẹ̀fìkún èyí tó ṣe tí ó pè yẹn tí ó fi di nǹkan tí ó pè ṣọlọ́jọ́ pé kò ń ṣe nǹkan táàpù bí kéré pé ah èmi ò ní kí jọ ọ̀ràn yẹn lọ ọ̀ràn yẹn nìkan náà ni ẹni tó bá lóun ò ní kí jọ ọ̀ràn yẹn lọ àánímú àánílẹ́lẹ́ṣẹ̀ ni ṣùgbọ́n kò ń ṣe nǹkan tí ó da ìwé yẹn bẹ́ẹ̀ kò pípẹ́ fún alkiyama dáadáa torí pé ó lè wọ pé òun ṣe ọ̀ràn yẹn bó ti tọ́ àti bó ti yẹ kó lè jọ gbé ní alkiyama kò ṣe pé kò ṣe bó ti tọ́ àti bó ti yẹ eléyìí fẹ́ di nǹkan àbámà fún so lórí pé àwọn ẹni ìṣíwájú wa wọn ó máa gbẹ wá ló ń gbẹ wọn ó máa gbà wá níyànjú ìpèkè ní ká gbìyànjú àti ṣe àwọn iṣẹ́ pẹ́pẹ́ fúrú so iṣẹ́ pẹ́pẹ́ fúrú tá ń sọ yìí á mú ìrun lápèjúwe ní tó pọ̀ nípa àlè ṣe tán bàbá ṣe ń ṣe é sí òun ni ọlọ́run bó ṣe nífẹ̀ẹ́ wá sí nínú hadithi pàtà a ní ìyàwó anabi wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam umu habiba obìnrin òun ló ń sọ ó ní anabi wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ó lẹ́ni tó bá fìlè kíráka méjìlá tó dún ní mọ́ bàbá ló dún ní mọ́ kò túmọ̀ sí pé ní ẹ̀kọ́ kan kò ní máa já o ó dún ní mọ́ ó kàn lè máa já lẹ́ẹ̀kọ́ kan títún bá dún ní maraka méjìlá lójúmọ́ yàtọ̀ sí ìwọ̀n ọ̀rọ̀ àyàn ó ní ọlọ́run ọba ó kọ ilé ńlá fún èèyàn bẹ́ẹ̀ lájẹ̀nà nínú ẹgbà wa ni ó wá ń ṣàlàyé raka méjìlá yẹn ó ní raka mẹ́rin síwájú ìrun zuhr ìwọ̀n àyílá raka mẹ́rin raka méjì lẹ́yìn rẹ̀ méjì lẹ́yìn maghrib méjì lẹ́yìn ishai méjì síwájú kátó kírun àṣùbá nínú ẹgbà wa ni ó jẹ́ kí á mọ̀ nípa nígbà muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tó bá kí raka méjì bífọ́ ìwọ̀n àyílá méjì raka mẹ́rin lẹ́yìn rẹ̀ ni ewé yẹn bẹ́ẹ̀ ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala ó ṣe ara rẹ̀ léwọ̀ fún iná ilé iná wa látọ́dọ̀ ummu habiba bákanna yẹwà nabuwa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam yẹwà nabuwa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ọlọ́dìbà tó ń ti bọ́tá náà bí so eléyìí òun ò fi ilẹ̀ o òun dún ní mọ́ni náà àwọn ìyàwó wa ṣé wọ́n ṣe ń ṣe tòótọ́ lélẹ́yìí àbẹ́lómi gan àmọ́ mú lórí mọ́ mú lọ́rùn kó tó kí ìwọ̀n ọ̀ràn yà gan yẹwà nabuwa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam òun ló lóun dún ní mọ́kínni òun dún ní mọ́ráka méjì láyìí ní àtìgbà tó ń ti bọ látẹnu anabuwa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so léyìí àfi gbara níyànjú àtẹ̀mí tí mo ń sọ àtàwátà ń bọ kágbìyànjú àti dún ní mọ́ nǹkan yìí tó bá tiẹ̀ ń bọ́ fún wa lẹ́ẹ̀kọ̀ọ̀kan káàmà kò ń bọ́ fún wa lẹ́ẹ̀kọ̀ọ̀kan ni ṣùgbọ́n ká ṣe é ní nǹkan tí a bá sábà so a lè kí bá a ṣe sọ yẹn raka mẹ́rin before raka mẹ́rin after ìyẹn zuhur raka mẹ́rin before méjì lẹ́yìn rẹ̀ ìyẹn zuhur ìgbà míì raka méjì before raka méjì lẹ́yìn ẹ̀ gbogbo ẹ̀ náà ló ní ẹ̀rí raka méjì lẹ́yìn ìrún magrib raka méjì lẹ́yìn ìṣá raka méjì ṣíwájú ká tó kírun àṣùbá bákan náà nínú ìlú tí ó kì í ṣe rádìbà tí anabi dunimọ anabi encourage ó ní ọlọ́ọ̀bá kó bá ń kẹ́ ẹ ní tí bá kí raka mẹ́rin ṣíwájú ìrún alásáàrí ṣe lè náà tá a bá ń ṣe é lẹ́ẹ̀kọ̀ọ̀kan ó dá bákan náà lára àwọn nǹkan tí ó dá ká máa ṣe tó ṣe tó máa ń fún wa ńlábẹ́wò náà ni ìrún òru ká máa yẹn náà fílà lóru ká máa ṣe lágbára mọ́ anabuwa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asaba ma kiraka mokanla lóru ìjánu ramadan ni àdúgbò àti oṣù tí ó ṣe ramadan ó kàn yẹ pé nínú ramadan ó lè fà á gùn ju bó ṣe máa ń fà á gùn lọ́n gbà mí ṣùgbọ́n kò ń kọjá raka mokanla ó lè kí lẹ́zà mokanla lẹ́ẹ̀kọ̀ọ̀kan nítorí kérékì tó ti kí lóru kan òun náà ni méje raka méje ló kéré jù ṣùgbọ́n ṣe rọrùn fún wa tó bá ṣe pé raka ẹyọ kan lálékí kákì bó ṣe raka mẹ́ta lálékí kákì bó ṣe márùn-ún bó ṣe méje bó ṣe mẹ́sàn-án ṣòyìtà bá lè kí mbẹ nínú ramadan anabi a máa kí mọ́kànlá bó ṣe máa ń kí mọ́kànlá nígbà tí ó ń ṣe ramadan náà so ramadan kọ́ ló ní raka mọ́kànlá àbí tatin raka ìwọ̀n òru ní tààlùmọ́ kí nígbà tí ó sí ramadan náà àti ìgbà tí ramadan náà wà anabi wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ta bá wo àtúmọ̀ fi ń kírun lóru ni ó máa ń tóbi wákàtí márùn-ún àwa lè mọ́ lè ṣe léyìn ṣùgbọ́n yìí tí a bá lè ṣe náà ká ṣe é àti rẹ́ni tó ṣe wípé yóò lo àmọye wákàtí láti fi yan rákà ẹyọ kan péré náà ló fẹ́yàn lóru yóò dẹ̀ lo àmọye wákàtí orí ìdúró ló máa wà tí wọ́n máa lọ rùkú náà yóò tún kọ́ rùkú yẹn báwo pé rákà mi ló wá kí rákà kan náà ló kí ìkànnì àwọn olórí tó jẹ́ sábẹ́ anabuwa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam muawiya bin abi sufyan radiyallahu anhu èyàn kan ti fi raka kan ló máa ń kí lóru ni ó wà lọ complain fún abdullahi bin abbas ìkànnì àwọn sábẹ́ anabuwa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam tóun náà tún jẹ́ afanla ìgbà tó wá ní muawiya raka kan ló máa ń kí lóru ó ń wò pé bóun ṣe sọ fún ibn abbas yóò takò ibn abbas ni ó wà faqih ẹni tó dárúkọ ẹ àfáà ni ó lè jẹ ọba ṣùgbọ́n àfáà ni ó mọ tó ń ṣe so raka ẹyọ kan wọn lè fà á kógùn so kákì ń lóru anabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ká mọ̀ wípé òun ló fi lọ́lá jùlọ lẹ́yìn òun wákàtí márùn-ún òun ló fi lọ́lá jùlọ lẹ́yìn wákàtí márùn-ún so ká gbìyànjú àti ṣe eléyìí ní ìparí lára nọ́fìlà tó tún bẹ òun ni nọ́fìlà duha anabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam a máa kí nígbà mí ó lè kí raka méjì ó lè kí raka mẹ́rin ó lè kí mẹ́jọ ṣá lè kí kọjá mẹ́jọ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àfáà ń bẹ́ẹ̀ ni yóò kàn jẹ́ méjì méjì náà láàmà kí so ìka nìyẹn ìrún júmọ̀ tá ń kí yìí náà nọ́fìlà ń bẹ lẹ́yìn rẹ̀ anabi wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam akíméjì akímẹ́rin nígbà mí akíméjì akímẹ́rin nígbà mí ṣùgbọ́n eléyìí náà lórí ilẹ̀ so ká fi gbogbo àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí lẹ̀ káwọn láńlé àwọn nǹkan táwọn àfáà kan rọ tán gbé kalẹ̀ àbí náà ń kalẹ̀ kan táwọn yòó máa fi gbá wa kó wa rógà tí wọ́n fi gbá wa lójú àwọn akẹ́kọ̀ọ́ fọlọ́wọ́ súnmọ́ ọlọ́run ọba e je ka fi olorun oba pelu awon nkan ti o gbe fun wa to ni ka se ni ijo si ju pe an toju bole apa kan ka ti ti o ma paro tan wa ti o ma de ni waru ti o ma gbo lo wa ti o ma gba wa loju en ti olorun o ba se ko se en to le se so eleyi a so lati le fi encourage emi ti mo so ati eni kokan wa na láti ṣe àlékún iṣẹ́ ìjọsìn abẹ́lọ́wọ́ subhanahu wa ta'ala yìí tí a bára ṣe tọ́lọ́wọ́ kò jí kúrò fún ẹni tọ̀kan wa wasallallahu ala nabiyyina muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in subhanaka la umma bihamdin ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk assalamu alaykum